Hello, hello, hello again, and we are back here on 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio, and this is The Blank Canvas. I'm your host, Maddie. I'd like to send a huge congratulations to Angelica Wallace Whitfield, Anita Major, and the teams at Contemporary Art Bahamas and Turn Gallery for two amazing shows. The shows are currently up and open to the public. Please go ahead, visit, and tell them that Maddie sent you. I'd like to welcome to The Black Canvas today the extraordinary NOA Harris Smith. Welcome, NOA.
Thank you.
NOA is a little shy, y'all. So we're definitely going to take it easy today, all right? So NOA has recently joined the National Art Gallery's team, but it's no stranger to the work that we do here. NOA has been family since...
2015,
you've been a part of the NAGB family. And in what capacities have you worked with us here at the NAGB?
I used to help with the installs. So like when you had exhibitions... back in COB, we used to come and help with that. And then later on in 2019, I started teaching the summer camp.
Yay, summer camp. So introduce yourself to the people and tell them what your current title at the NAGB is.
Okay, good evening, everyone. My name is NOA Harris-Smith, and I am the education officer here at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas.
Nice. How long have you been in education?
I was a junior high art teacher for 5 years, and before that I worked at Life for Keys focus program for 4.5 years, so I've been in education long.
I love how educators would be educators for like 2 months and be like, oh, I've been an educator a long time. So what is some of the enriching parts about being an educator for you?
For me, what I enjoy most outside of engaging with the students is the research and actually learning about new things that I can impart to them. So pretty much that, and of course the interaction, both like curriculum-based and physical. I like to get hands-on most of the times because sometimes you don't feel like reading. So.
So I know sometimes you come off as a very shy person, right? How has it been flexing that little bit of extroversion in your education practice?
Like I said, I know when to be extroverted and when not to, but I'm mostly like an introvert. Mm-hmm. But once I like engage with my students, it comes natural to me.
Nice.
For the most part.
Do you think it comes natural because you are a practicing artist, and it's not so much that I am here teaching you, but I'm working along with you because I'm also exploring different things or sharpening tools within my own skill set?
I think it's that too. Being a practicing artist along with, I guess I could understand them in a sense, because for most cases, I mean, the age gap would be that big, so I've been where they are,
right.
So I understand them in certain things.
Nice. So tell us about your art practices, and I guess tell us about your how can I say it, your art arc. Because I know it'll change. Like, you
started off
either like a painter or a sketch artist.
Okay, so I started off drawing, like most people. And then once I got into COB, well, UB when I left, I got into like graffiti work.
Nice.
So I was heavy into that. And then I transitioned into abstract painting. And then one of my best friends gave me a camera, so I got into photography, and I did that for a few years. And then I decided I wanted to learn how to illustrate, so I went to Synergy, and I was like, I need to learn how to use Photoshop and all these things. So I got into digital art, and so now my practice is pretty much primarily, I would say, illustration and photography. I still paint, but not as much.
Mm. So you're trying to tell me if I bring a piece of plywood right now, you could buff it out?
Yeah, man, I'm strong now. Let me tell y'all, don't ask me to paint no like Mona Lisa. No.
I want you to paint a flamingo. What you mean?
Abstract flamingo.
Abstract flamingo.
Yes.
Flamingos don't live abstract. I love that. So what sort of, when was the last time you had a show?
The last show I was in would have been in November at the Current. I had four photographs in that show. I try and remember the name.
Of the show or the pieces?
Of the show. Defying Tropicality, yes.
Right, there you go.
Defying Tropicality. So that was the last show I was in. And then I saw yesterday, Centrum Bank released their digital exhibition link.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one photograph in there, downstairs to the bottom.
Nice.
It's a black and white photo of a woman with braids.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is it entitled?
I can't remember the title I gave it.
Don't worry about that. Most artists don't remember half of their works. What two main things do you hope to leave your stamp on during your tenure here at the NAGB?
I hope to leave my stamp on, I guess, the students. Like, coming from the public school system, I really want to engage them more. Because a lot of times when I was teaching, you know, I would ask, like, have you ever been to a gallery? And most of them would say no. Like, other than what I showed them or what they would see on TV, like, they never actually physically saw artwork. So I hope to impact that sector more and just do my job to the best of my abilities.
the same interview. You ready to get the job?
I'm just saying.
which aspects of the NAGB's life have you ever saw but really could never get close to working in that you hope to now, like, jump in?
I don't even know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Good. We like that.
I'm open to everything.
Baptism by fire. What nuggets of wisdom do you have for current educators?
I would tell current educators to continue to follow their passion. Don't be afraid to embrace new opportunities. And that, I want to say, there's life beyond the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are, I guess, in the creative sector, in terms of education, you know, don't abandon your practice. Like, right. Yes, teach, do the job, but also, you know, have your side practice, you know, have things that you enjoy to do.
Nice.
Like, have a balance.
Did you have a good support system while you were an educator?
I would say yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good. I love that. I think I used to always get, I always get excited whenever I see educators who I know are, like, landlocked in their classroom. And then I was very happy when I saw your name posted with Divine Tropicality. Because I was like, okay, anyway, do the thing.
Yeah, you can. Like I said, at least for me, I find when I don't continue to create is when you get miserable, in a sense.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have a life outside of the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm heavy on that.
I love that. So a little birdie told me that the education curriculum for art is currently in the works of being revamped and updated. How do you feel about that?
I feel, personally, it's about time. Because it's not really outdated, you know, because we do teach, like, you know, the core aspects every artist needs to learn,
yeah,
like elements and principles, but we need to add more to that.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, a lot of stuff was missing, especially in the history aspect.
Yeah.
So I think it's about time, honestly.
And I think I commend you summer camp educators, because I think when you guys see the gaps in what some kids are exposed to, you guys definitely bring those elements into the classroom here at the NAGB.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I mean, I've even seen you, like, giving, like, a lecture to, like, 6-7-year-olds. I mean, it was wild to witness.
And they'd be receptive.
But they were receptive and they were challenging you on things.
Yes.
I love that. I think summer camp always brings, like, a new light. And I was telling Zeria early in the show how delightful it is to see young people in the community challenging art practices and challenging creativity. And I think that's the only way to kind of push it.
I agree.
How do you think artists are navigating the new social media driven world?
To be honest, I feel like artists are in the forefront because when you go on Instagram, you see a lot of artists there, you know, they promote their work. With the smartphones now, like, you don't always need a professional camera. You could just pull out your iPhone and photograph your work.
Yeah.
And then, you know, with TikTok, it's like, okay, I can take you behind the scenes now. So I feel like artists and like creatives are at the forefront of social media for sure.
Nice. I love that. Do you consider content creators artists?
Yes.
There you go. I love that. Why?
Because I feel that's an art form in itself. Like, you creating content for yourself or brand, no matter where would it be, whether it's a podcast or something else. Like, I think that's an art form to me.
I love that. And I definitely agree. You know, me, I see myself as an artist. I love the performing arts.
Artists don't always have to be visual.
I agree. And I feel like there needs to be a lot more education of that. Yes. To people, I feel like people forget that you singing in a choir, you're an artist.
The art is like a huge umbrella.
Yeah, huge umbrella. Y'all listening out there? So all y'all people who singing around, who driving around and listening and singing and doing this, even interior decorating is an art form. I want you guys, landscaping.
Yes.
Shout out to the Backyard Gardening Club. I was on Rosemary's page the other day, and I was living because I don't know what it is with spring this year, but some of these backyards
look good.
They looking good.
They look good.
Modernistic. Y'all better start giving us some sponsorships.
I agree.
Oh my God! You know what you should do? You should create a calendar.
A calendar?
Why not?
I have a lot of photos.
See, you do have a lot of photos. You need to stop playing on this road. What trends are currently grabbing your attention in the art world?
Oh boy. Let me think. I've been noticing a lot of 3D art. Like, a lot of artists, especially like a lot of digital artists, I noticed them doing more three-dimensional art.
Yeah.
So I find that intriguing. Also, video art in an extent.
Yes.
I find that intriguing as well.
I think it's so cool. Zaneo in Grand Bahama, when he started doing all the CGI stuff.
The game.
Yes.
The game in Grand Theft
Auto. Yes. That was ridiculously funny and super creative. Like, it was very, very intricate.
Yes.
I think he has yet to receive his flowers, and I just want to keep him motivated and encouraged.
He's an artist as well. The game was what I was like, he sat down, he made, and it looked real.
It looked real.
I didn't see that upon a ski.
And he kept it so true to just the character
of
Bahamians,
yes.
and the attitude that you have when you are on board a ski dock, right?
Exactly.
That was hilarious. Do you have any closing words for us?
I don't have any closing words.
Good. No closing words. Keep it going. I hope to have you back on our show once more. Thank you so very much. So let's take another short break, but stay tuned right here on 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. This is The Blank Canvas.